In our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about the very beginnings of the diaconate in the church's history. These seven men who were chosen and upon whom the apostles laid their hands were the first deacons of the church. And this need was prompted by the rapid growth in those very first days of the church. We were told as the number of disciples continued to grow, there weren't enough ministers to care for the people. And so the apostles chose these seven men to assist them in caring for the young church. It's striking to see how quickly the church grew and spread in those very first days after the Paschal mystery. And it's striking, certainly, to contrast that with what seems to be the case in our day. It seems like there's so much evidence that the number of disciples is declining. In fact, statistics can give us a glimpse of this. For example, in 1965, 55% of Catholics attended Mass on a weekly basis. In 2016, that number was 22%. And in 1965, there were 549 parishes that did not have a resident pastor. 549. In 2016, that number was 3,499 in our country. So it poses the question, what did the early church have that we seem to lack? What was the secret to that rapid growth and spread of the gospel? And when we read the Acts of the Apostles, we recognize that their early growth wasn't the result of a flashy marketing campaign or a cleverly designed recruitment program. The early church had hardly any of the resources that we have in our day and age. But if we look to the very beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, we find the secret. The Acts of the Apostles begins by telling us about Pentecost. The apostles were so filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit on that Pentecost day that we'll celebrate in 3 weeks from today, that they were driven out into the world with great zeal and great fervor, and above all with great love, to share the joy of their faith in Jesus Christ. The spread of the gospel in the first days of the church was not based on natural gifts, but it was a supernatural reality, fueled by the grace of God, the fire of His Holy Spirit. The gospel spread so quickly because the apostles were holy. They became saints. And that fire that filled their hearts spread, one heart at a time, throughout the whole world. Think in our day and age, especially those of us who are faithful, practicing Catholics, it's easy for us to look out there and say, what's wrong with the people who aren't practicing their faith? But in fact, we probably need to look first inside, into our own hearts. There's the story told of the well-known Catholic author G.K. Chesterton, who in his day received from one of the newspapers, he and several other prominent authors, an inquiry asking them to respond with their answer to the question, what is wrong with the world? And G.K. Chesterton wrote back, "Dear sir, I am. Yours, G.K. Chesterton." He recognized this truth, that it begins with ourselves, our own growth in holiness, that then fuels us to be instruments of the spread of the gospel. How was it that the apostles opened themselves to the gift of the Holy Spirit? How did they make themselves ready to receive that fire of divine love? The first chapter of Acts tells us that they devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with some women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. That, my friends, is the simple formula for the growth of the church, for this building up of the temple that St. Peter spoke about in the second reading today. We're called to devote ourselves with one accord to prayer, together with Mary, the mother of Jesus. It's that simple. Hearts are converted. Hearts are drawn to Christ by saints, by catching fire from those who have been set aflame by the Holy Spirit. There's a book coming out later this month. I can't exactly recommend it because I haven't read it yet since it's not out, but I saw a review and it's very intriguing. The book is called The Marian Option, and it proposes that for us to experience renewal in the church and in our culture, we need to turn again to Mary. It notes that many times throughout history, renewal happened through devotion to her. And I think on this Mother's Day, as we celebrate our earthly mothers, it only makes sense for us also to turn anew to our Heavenly Mother, the Blessed Mother. She has a prominent role to play. It's by devoting ourselves to prayer together with her that we will become the saints we're made to be, and that we will be instruments for the building up of the church in our day. Just one example from history, among many we could choose from, illuminates the role of our Blessed Mother in renewing and converting cultures. It's the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. In what is today Mexico, in the 1500s, Franciscan missionaries had come and were striving to convert a very violent culture, the Aztecs, who practiced human sacrifice. And they made very little progress. They seemed to come up against one obstacle after another. Until in December of 1531, Our Lady appeared to St. Juan Diego, asked for a little church to be built, and within 10 years, literally millions of Aztecs converted to the faith. It led to Mexico becoming one of the most Catholic countries in the world. Because one man, St. Juan Diego, devoted himself to prayer together with Mary, heeded her word, and that culture was converted and renewed. Imagine what could happen if each one of us dedicated ourselves more fervently to prayer together with Mary, the Mother of Jesus. On this Mother's Day, let us offer ourselves anew to her, and through her to her Son. Let's ask her as a mother to make us saints, to give us hearts open to that fire of divine love that the Holy Spirit wants to kindle within our hearts, so that on fire with that love, its flames might spread from our hearts to many others. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.